Good day. This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, February 27th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ahead, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission makes strides toward the purchase of new property in Newton County in hopes of developing more of a presence in that area.
And portions of a sizable rewards grant are awarded to schools in perhaps an unlikely district.
Plus, we'll talk with young members of the regional champion archery team to learn how they mark their anchors and more. But first, Arkansas lawmakers are still at a standstill in finding enough support to pass the appropriation bill for the private option. But opponents of the program are meeting with House leadership to find a way to break the budget stalemate. Yesterday, House Speaker Davy Carter told reporters he's meeting with opponents of the health care program to discuss options. Speaker Carter says he's still sure there is not enough support in his chamber to take up some opponents' proposals to further amend the private option bill.
And if the votes aren't there to do that, I think at some point, you know, you'll come to the conclusion that there really aren't any other viable alternatives. Now, I concluded that earlier, but I'm certainly willing to sit down and talk about any ideas that may, you know, that anybody has. I mean, I've always been willing to do that. I mean, we've always been willing to do that.
Republican State Representative Bruce Cozart, who opposes the bill, is one of those meeting with the speaker. He says he and the other 26 members who voted against the bill so far see a pair of possibilities if the rest of the House refuses to make changes.
You know, basically, we either make a stand and we stay and we kill the budget, or we'll, if somebody's not really strong enough, they'll step off. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not promoting anybody to step off, because I don't want to say that, but we want to pass the budget.
Yesterday, the Arkansas Department of Human Services released figures showing about 127,000 adults have been determined eligible for health coverage under the private option so far, with 105,000 of those individuals already signed up for coverage.
In other legislative news, a House committee approved a Senate bill that would allow the Arkansas Lieutenant Governor's office to remain vacant until the November election. The House Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs referred Senate Bill 139 to the full House for a vote yesterday morning. 1 week ago, the Senate unanimously passed the bill, which would prevent the need for a special election to fill the lieutenant governor's office less than a year before a new candidate is elected to the constitutional office.
A third and what's expected to be the final wave of layoffs at Little Rock-based Axiom are underway. As Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas explains, it's part of an ongoing change at the company.
The database marketer has been continuing to kind of push to realign its workforce to meet some changing industry demands. Axiom used to have its big bread and butter was from those mailing lists for that direct mail you used to get to your mailbox. That's still the case, but that type of revenue has been on the decline for them as the internet has risen, and they're really having to shift their workforce to provide labor that understands much better how to target people via the internet, via Facebook, via Twitter, and that requires a little bit different skill set than what Axiom's traditionally done.
The cut in labor is expected to save the company $20 to $30 million a year.
52 people have died from the flu this year. State epidemiologist Dirk Haslow says the flu this year is impacting more individuals under age 65 than in previous years.
The reason why people in the middle-aged adults or young adults, 25 to 65, appear to have a lot more illness is because, in general, that's a group that is highly under-vaccinated. That group has never been targeted for vaccination on the basis of their age previously. And this year we had to specifically point out that people between 25 and 50 really need to get vaccinated. They are susceptible from the flu.
Haslow says the flu shot is the best tool to minimize the chance of getting the flu and the fatality of the disease.
Bids were opened yesterday for a section of the Bella Vista bypass. According to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, Kolb Grading of Weldon Spring, Missouri is the low bidder to construct the bypass section from Highway 72 North to Benton County Road 34. Kolb Grading bid just more than $52,700 for the project. The Bella Vista Bypass is a multi-phase project, the first phase of which was awarded 2 years ago as a $20 million contract for work around Hiwassee. The second phase was awarded in May 2012 for $13.5 million to continue work from Hiwassee to County Road 34. Both of those earlier phases are expected to be completed this year. All projects for building the initial two lanes of the bypass are funded by the highway sales tax approved by voters in 2012.
2013 collections for Arkansas's 2% tourism tax were a record $12.7 million. According to the CityWire, statewide collections for the year were up 2.5% from $12.4 million in 2012 revenue. Employment in the state's tourism sector reflects the increase in tourism revenue. During December, more than 103,000 people were employed in the leisure and hospitality sector in the state, up 500 from December 2012.
Seven cities around Arkansas will soon have their energy sustainability assessed as part of a University of Arkansas program. The Applied Sustainability Center in the Walton College of Business is in the second year of its Sustainable Energy Scorecards and Education for Municipalities program, which is funded by a two-year grant from the Arkansas Community Foundation. Participating in the program this year will be Eureka Springs, Hot Springs, Monticello, Mountain Home, Rogers, and Russellville. According to the university, the cities were chosen for diversity in population and utility type. Among other things, the program will give the city's baseline data on energy usage, and cities will have the option to work with UA students on energy efficiency and renewable energy projects. We'll have more about this on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large.
40% of Arkansas is now abnormally dry, the driest the state has been since November, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Dry areas include much of western, northwestern, and northern portions of the state, as well as areas in the Arkansas Delta. Cumulative precipitation totals for the first 2 months of the year are about 2.5 inches below average in Fayetteville, while precipitation totals are about 3 inches below average in Fort Smith.
More clouds tonight. Lows will be in the upper 20s in northwest Arkansas, mid-30s in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, cloudy in northwest Arkansas, 50% chance of rain and sleet before noon, then a slight chance of rain. Tomorrow afternoon, the highs in northwest Arkansas, upper 40s. Tomorrow's forecast for the Arkansas River Valley, cloudy, 30% chance of morning rain, highs in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lows between the upper 20s in northwest Arkansas to mid to upper 30s for the Arkansas River Valley.